What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of American Theses.
I'm Akash.
I'm Arjun. So I was thinking about my throat struggling a little bit this morning, so I couldn't
get hung over.
Because I'm really glad that's in the podcast. Well, we're talking about health and wellness, obviously, and so I did some field research about the effects of alcohol. And found out that it can mess with you in the morning.
Yeah.
No science behind this, but a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich really helps.
That's great. That's great to know. I don't drink, but I'll keep it in mind.
Completely goes against everything you've heard on this podcast.
Do as we say, not as we do.
There you go. That's the thing. Anyway, very excited that we're going to be talking about nutrition again and just life, but through that. You know, we hit a Western construct with a very scientific approach. Now we're hitting the Eastern side.
Yeah.
And this is stuff that a lot of us have grown up with in little ways. I feel like, you know, I'm excited to find out. In my head, I don't feel like I have any contact with Ayurveda.
I have a decent contact with it. Because first of all, my parents owned GNCs when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So the idea of not using prescription medicine for everything, I think, was already kind of there. So, like, I believe there's something to a lot of this. And that's what my parents believe. So if I try it, it doesn't work, fine, but they're like, yeah, absolutely, give it a shot.
That's so funny, because my dad, being a Western physician, he's sometimes kind of skeptical of these kind of things, but at the same time, for allergies or anything, gargling is all. Like, he has homeopathic stuff,
right.
And it's fun to get to know, because Ayurveda is part of our roots as a culture.
And here's what I was saying earlier, it's kind of annoying. I was kind of ashamed of it, like, you're just gonna, like, you just put turmeric or whatever white people pronounce it on a sprain and then it just goes down. And now they're putting it in everything. And I'm annoyed, like, well, why do you make me all ashamed of it and then come around? Like, at least, you know what I mean? Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm really bitter about that. I don't like it.
Well, we're going to bring in somebody that can hopefully help you deal with this.
My issues.
Your general health and wellness.
That's
around.
The therapist is coming in later. I just want more Ayurvedic cures from her that white people will catch on to in 40 years and act like they've discovered these goddamn animals. Bunch of hyenas, these white people.
This is by far our most professional start ever. I'm thrilled to talk about it because it is part of our history, and I think it's wonderful to know our roots and where we came from. Whether you subscribe to this stuff or not, it's just, I think it's beautiful to know this. So I'm thrilled, Monica, that you are here. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Monica Bonnot has over 9 years of experience in branding and strategy across the beauty, health, and wellness industry. In 2014, she became certified as an Ayurvedic holistic coach and recently started her blog called Sundays in Saffron. Reading list.
Yeah.
Sundays in Saffron is focused on unearthing holistic medicinal practices from ancient India, curating recipes and remedies, and translating the science of Ayurveda into simple and practical tips and tricks. Monica, welcome to American Theses.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for putting up with us.
Let's talk about how you came to Ayurveda, how this became a very central focus of your life.
I mean, we all grew up with Ayurveda. We just didn't know it, right? If you're in an Indian American household, right? So like you said, you might have had some weird remedy given to you as a kid. And so I honestly didn't even know what Ayurveda was until I was probably in my mid-20s, so graduated from business school, working in the city, working long hours, trying to, like, go up the corporate ladder, right? But I felt like my energy was being drained. And so I wanted to be able to have, like, a full life. I wanted to, like, work really hard. I wanted to be able to go out with my friends after, hit a gym class. But something was draining me. And I was like, I couldn't figure out what it was because I was eating fairly healthy. I felt like I was doing all the right things, right? So I came across, and of course, moms always have like 10 things you need to do. Like every time you talk to her, they're like, no, you need to do this. And like, of course, growing up, we just, we don't listen to them, right? But
it's so annoying that they are always,
always right.
It's crazy.
I argued with my mom the other day. I was like, hey, mom, can you grab my headphones? I'd already put my shoes on. I didn't want to walk back deeper into the house. She was like, yeah, where are they? I'm like, they're in my backpack. And she goes, no, I think they're in the drawer. And I'm like, Mom, they're in the backpack.
Yeah.
She went, obviously it was in the drawer. She came back to me and I just looked at her. I was like, it's just so annoying that you are always
right. And it's not just an age thing, because my dad is wrong constantly. Moms are somehow always right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you were saying your mom gave you, always had like 10 things
for
you to do.
Yeah, I mean, my family grew up with it. And I think I started to pay attention to the tips she was giving me. Right. But also, I didn't, you know, I felt like eating out was like, slowing down my digestion, like I wasn't feeling healthy, so I wanted to learn how to cook. And right. then I took an Ayurvedic cooking class. They actually have them in the city. And a lot of the spices and the ingredients we put in Indian cooking are actually to benefit your health, right? It's not just to taste good, right?
Oh, wow.
So there's a reason why you put cumin and coriander. Do you guys cook?
Yeah. No, I mean, I cook with haldi and jeera all the time.
Yeah.
I've heard about the health benefits of haldi.
Yeah.
I've heard about it, and I know it's a fun ceremony we do at a wedding, but I don't know anything about the health benefits of any of the spices. To me, they're just flavor.
So a lot of the spices we use, they're there for a reason, right? So they're a lot of them, like cumin and coriander. Coriander is really good at like cooling your system. Cumin is really great for your digestion. So as I started to learn about the reason why we do the cooking, that like what why we put certain ingredients in our food, I was like, wow, this is actually the key to making myself feel healthy naturally, right? So simple things in Ayurveda, like eating more cooked food versus raw, made a big difference. Drinking lemon water every morning. What did you guys drink this morning?
I had a little bit of Nesquik chocolate milk. I had water. Well, first thing I drank was water. I had about two glasses of water.
I do at least, 2 glasses. And then if I take vitamins, usually it'll be like 4 glasses worth of water.
Okay,
and
so that's good.
And then I had an espresso.
So those were like little things that just started to like I started to figure out that there were like small little things I could do that could make a big difference. Yeah, so it came mostly from like a cooking point of view. And then also what was really great about Ayurveda is it's customized to your own particular dosha. And dosha is like your type.
We're going to talk about that in a second.
So it's customized to you. So like you guys will have different issues and you'll solve them in different ways. And so that's what I thought was really cool, because it's about self-educating. So no need to go to a doctor as frequently, because you can figure out what's triggering the ailment. You can solve it on your own. Hmm. And Ayurveda is all about solving it with natural ingredients and foods, because your diet is really linked to everything else that's happening in your
body. Does Ayurveda mean that you avoid medicines also, or is it supplementary to Western medicine?
It can be supplementary. I would say, especially in emergencies or serious issues, I would say I still turn to Western medicine. Of course, my sister is a Western doctor.
Okay.
But
she said, of course, because she's brown.
Of course.
But for your everyday needs, I mean, an Ayurvedic doctor, so they will prescribe natural herbs to really solve a lot of it. But they'll also ask you, you know, what else is happening in your life? How are you sleeping? Looking at your diet. So whereas if you could go to a Western doctor and say, I have this really bad cold, right? It's okay, here's how we're going to treat it. We're going to give you this synthetic drug.
Right, it's very symptom-related rather than what's the root cause. Dr. Manchanda had talked about that.
Exactly, which is fine and great. I think the Ayurvedic approach is about a little bit of more of understanding what's happening in your mind, your body, your spirit, what actually led up to you getting this cough and cold.
Right.
To teach you that you can correct it in the future. So there was a time when I was getting like sore throats every couple of months, and that was triggering a cold. And I found that like if I drink ginger, like warm water with ginger, that helps ward off colds for me, because it boosts your immune system. So there was like simple things that you can do to just self kind of course correct.
So before we dive like really deeply into the specifics of Ayurveda, how would you define Ayurveda? Would you define Ayurveda?
Literally, it's Ayur is life, Veda is knowledge. So it's knowledge of life, knowledge of your lifespan.
Wow, that's
so
beautiful.
It's like, so there's Vedic texts that talk about Ayurveda. So it's been, that's actually where Ayurvedic practitioners learn from throughout the years. But really, it's all about your mind, body, spirit connection. So Ayurveda includes yoga, meditation, nutrition, breathing exercises, even like color therapy, jewels. I mean, it's very, very expansive.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's really about, is your mind in check? Is your digestion right? And are you doing the right exercises for your body type, right? To keep yourself healthy.
Do you travel back to India a lot? Or are you?
Every couple of years. Yeah.
How far away or how close to an Ayurvedically healthy diet is what you see in India now? The diets that you go and see?
I mean, KFC is like one of the biggest restaurants in
KFC's
India
huge
right now,
right?
So
But I meant, let's take the eating out. In general, eating out is not going to be in line with that, right? But like,
I think the daily practices are.
Because I'm with these families, and all it is, it's the subsies become just a vehicle to get the chawal and the roti into their mouth. Is that in line with, like...
So Ayurveda is all about having a balance of a couple of different types of tastes in your food. That's why if you think about, like, the South Indian thali, each of them play a role. Each of those different pieces within play a role, right? So you need something that's going to be astringent. You're going to need something that's going to be sweet, salty, sour. All of these different tastes help actually make for good digestion and good nutrition.
Wow. Yeah. It's wild that it's rooted in such a science like that. I would have never thought. I'm like, oh, it's just these things put together. But in time, like, that's really fascinating.
So it's imprinted itself on the culture, the everyday culture. Ayurveda.
Exactly. I was just in Delhi last year, and every morning the women in my family drank just a plain tea, no caffeine or anything. It's just like cumin, coriander, fennel, a little bit of lemon juice, and like that's just their morning routine that gives them energy. Right. And that's very big in Ayurveda, is having those types of teas throughout the day. I mean, if you think about anytime you leave an Indian restaurant, there's saumph sitting there, right?
Yeah.
That is to boost your digestion. It's not just to freshen your breath afterwards.
Oh,
we are so dope.
And it's so wild that like this, it's imprinted. It's like you said at the beginning of this, that we're in touch with it so much without even knowing. This is really cool.
So I don't know if this happened with you guys, but like growing up, my mom would always have like cardamom pods in her purse.
Right.
Oh.
If I felt like I was going to throw up.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
so I was always like, what is this weird, going through your mom's purse, like, what is this weird
always
stuff?
Works.
Like, where is the gum? But so cardamom is good for like if you're ever nauseous, and it's also freshens your breath.
Mm.
So it's like, of course you'd keep some in your purse because it's better than using a chewing gum, right?
For us, it's like a little pod and you crack it open and there's black seeds and then you eat the seeds.
You eat the seeds.
And the pod, you just like kind of drop it in the ground or whatever.
And then like summer days, you guys drink lassi.
Not as much.
I like dahi. Dahi's just not, the texture of dahi, so lassi, but I know about lassi.
But lassi, you have it in the summer because it helps cool you down, of course. And then the black salt and the cumin that goes in it boosts your digestion. So So a lot of what our parents did made absolute sense.
Made sense. Let's dive into is it dosha?
Yeah. Yep. So doshas are, there's three different doshas. In everybody, we have all three of them, but we'll have varying levels.
Right.
So the first one is vata, and vata is air and space. It's all based on like the five elements, right?
Mm-hmm.
So vata is air and space. It's your movement. Mm-hmm. Pitta is fire and water. And then kapha is earth and water.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those five elements are in each of our cells,
right.
But why does, one member of your family end up having allergies and the other doesn't? Or why does one have more dry skin than the other? We all have different constitutions.
Right.
Yeah.
So Monica sent us an amazing quiz that has, was extensive, lovely questions. My favorite one was, I'm going to read it to you, actually. Runs like. Runs like, the option is deer is vata, tiger is pitta, and bear. It's cough. So everyone, think about that. We'll give you a second. That time's up.
I run like a deer for sure. It's not even, literally zero question in my mind.
It's hilarious.
That was the easiest question for me to answer. And I don't know why. I was like, oh dear, definitely don't run like a tiger. Absolutely.
Let me ask you that.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff, for example, runs like the way you run is socially conditioned. Or you arguing that it's not. Because there's what I found fascinating about this particular quiz, and it might be this one and not all of them, but concentration is a skill that you work on. Your body frame is a genetic sort of situation. Your speech is something that changes. Your resting pulse, for example, that just changes by your fitness level, right? And so some of these are like acquired traits that you work on, and some of them are genetic. And usually in what I've learned in science is that those are very like separated situations, like phenotype and genotype. But here it's really fascinating to me that they're all intermixed. Can you explain to me why?
So everyone's born with a natural constitution, right? And it's, if you have worked on things, then you're self-aware and you know how to correct for them. So I would say like the running like a deer is, don't take that super, super seriously.
Obviously.
It's more just generally, are you all over the place? in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's hard for, you know, deers, like, they can kind of be jumping back and forth between things, right? When you're a tiger, you're like, you have your eye on the prize and you're going towards it, right?
That's amazing, a
bear is like kind of slow, methodical, will take its time and then pounce on you, right?
Like, so, I was stunned how pitta I was. And is it pitta or is it pit? Like, is that the other, is like, because I know my mom always says it's not yoga, it's yog. And it's like,
I don't know, actually. I mean, I've learned it as pitta. It's probably pit. It drives from pit. Yeah.
I was stunned with how, like, pit I am or pitta I am. It was, like, not even a competition. Yeah. It was really interesting.
So when you're...
Is one better than the other? You said correct for things, right? Is one preferable? Is, like, one healthier of the three?
No. There's not one. I mean, and some people are actually balanced across all three.
Those are the best.
That's a good question. Like, can you take a quiz like this and find, what is there an ideal that you can based on?
There's no ideal because there's spectrums, right? So you can be Vata where, yes, you're all over the place. You have 20 different business ideas and you just like need to nail one down, right? Or if you have that in check, you're super, super creative and a free thinker.
Right.
And you're the person that like walks in the room and like lights up the room, right? So it's about getting each of those in check.
So you're saying that each of these, the dosha, each of these types have positives and negatives.
Of course.
It's just about, by learning this, it's teaching you what to be aware of within yourself.
Yes.
I see.
Yep.
That's
so
beautiful.
If you're a pitta, I'm a pitta as well. So like...
High five.
That was your second.
So, don't try to jump in on this. Don't try to jump in on what we're creating here.
Yeah, no, because she's about to say good things and I want to be a part of it.
No, I'm going to say bad things. So
okay.
Pittas are like headstrong, leaders.
Yeah.
Not to say that if you're Vata or Kapha predominant, you're not, but you can have a temper.
It sounds exactly like
that. Like it could be easy to rile you up. So if you're aware of that, you know how to course correct. Vatas need grounding. So like Vatas are all over the place. They need to do yoga. They need to do exercises that bring them closer to the ground, right?
Vata pitta love right here, brother.
Yeah, no,
that's why we work together.
But here's what's funny is if you said those qualities about me, the pitta, a lot of people would be like, yeah, that's him. He's headstrong. He's a leader to a lot of
people. Have your pitta in check, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
And it can also vary. Like you can have like a, and Kaphas are loyal, compassionate, understanding from a personality standpoint. From a physical standpoint, they have sturdier bones, can put on more weight easily.
Right.
Their metabolism is slower.
Right.
So it's really important for them to do like aerobic exercises.
Right.
So can you tie this into diet now and digestion and nutrition?
So for example, I'm Pitta Kapha, right? But my imbalance sometimes... and actually probably a lot of New Yorkers is Vata, right? Just like needing to calm down, doing lots of things at one time, multitasking, irregular schedules, right? So there's food that you can eat that can help calm you down. So Vata, you need grounding because you're kind of up in the air and you need to be brought to the ground.
Yes.
So what are foods that are really grounding? Oatmeal, quinoa. Do you eat oatmeal?
I love oatmeal.
It's good. You should continue to eat it.
Weirdly love oatmeal.
So oatmeal, I think... when you're pitta is all about the digestive fire. So a big thing in Ayurveda is just making sure your agni, your digestive fire, is strong, right?
Okay.
So the foods that you're eating, they're digested properly, so you're getting all the nutrients out. So pitta, you have to be careful because pitta is often like spicy food.
Yeah.
So
give me that.
Which is fine, but try to balance it with some like cooling, which is why we have yogurt with a lot of things. So
this is where I mess up because I don't like yogurt.
What don't you like about it?
It's the texture. It's the taste. It's the texture. It's something about the heat. I can do raitas with like, but it's got to have, like my mom makes a beautiful raita with cucumbers and like fresh veggies and then lots of bundi. I'm good with that. But I feel like that takes away some of the nutritional value.
That's not the only cool. I mean, this would be an issue if you feel like you have like heartburn or indigestion.
I get heartburn sometimes lately. I have been noticing this a little bit more.
So then I would say if you don't like the texture.
I thought I was just getting old.
It's your constitution, right?
Okay.
So think about other, there's tons of cooling foods that you can eat. Coriander. Do you eat coriander at all?
I use it when I'm cooking.
Good.
So I don't know but then I also put spice on top.
It's fine. I would just say look to incorporate some of those types of ingredients more. Mm-hmm. So anything that can cool your system down.
Can we talk about a misconception?
Yeah.
And this actually would have been a better question for stupid questions that'll come later, but I'm going to bring it in now.
Yeah.
Cold water is not cooling?
Cold water is cooling, but in Ayurveda, so the inside of your body is and, you know, it's more like a room temperature, and actually warm water is better for your system. It's cold water kind of gives a shock to your system.
Oh.
So you should be drinking warm water.
But when we think about cooling things, it's not about the temperature of the food that you're taking.
No, it's the ingredient.
In.
Yeah. Coriander, cilantro. Yeah.
I can do room temperature.
Coconut is very cooling, right? Coconut water.
Cool.
Do you drink coconut water?
I actually sometimes, usually after a Bikram class, I'll like love coconut water, but
You do yoga.
I do. I mean, I don't do it regularly. I lift more.
So if you are one type, like you try to correct, because like for me, I'm all over the place. So I need to do things more like the bear, which would be ground. So you kind of have to correct for the other thing.
Exactly.
To bring that up. To whatever your lowest level is, you almost have to do things to bring that up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the ideal is to have a balance of...
Yeah, I mean... Balance is subjective, but it's like if you know that you're having trouble focusing so look to incorporate grounding exercises, grounding ingredients to help bring that calm down.
Hmm.
Right? Sleep, vata. So vatas, you really
need
time
sleeping.
Having consistent sleep is really important. 8 hours, how many hours do you sleep?
We actually, both of us have sleeping. Him much, you struggle with it more.
Yeah,
you go through phases.
So you have trouble falling asleep? Or?
Yeah, I think it's my phone is the main culprit. But even before smartphones, there would be random nights constantly. Like, I'm just up until 4 or I just can't sleep. And I'll go walk around. Like, when I lived in L.A., no iPhone. I would just walk around the city for, like, an hour or two at, like, 2 in the morning because I was just wide awake.
So a big thing with Ayurveda is, like, having a daily routine that's consistent.
That's also very hard for me.
Yeah.
Which is in our worlds, like, it becomes very different, you know, when you're traveling for different jobs and a lot of people these days are traveling a lot with their work. I mean, creating routine.
And that's the thing. If you go to an Ayurvedic professional, and depending on the ones you go to, you'll get papers and papers of things that you need to do. And it's a lot to take in, right? So there's like just small steps you can do. So the Ayurvedic way, like 100% would be like get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a day. You should be waking up with the sun around 6 a.m., which sometimes is hard for us to do, right? You should be drinking warm water throughout the day. Even your morning routine, there's all sorts of different things you can do, which we can talk about in a little bit in terms of like cleaning your tongue and things like that to just like...
The tongue cleaner, is that an Ayurvedic thing?
Yes.
Whoa.
Do you guys have one?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, but I need to be like copper or something because I have a steel one.
You can. It doesn't matter.
I think the copper thing is it keeps cleaner.
Okay.
It has an antimicrobial factor.
Yeah. And drinking water from a copper jug is very beneficial too.
I have a copper jug. I never remember to drink water.
But that's wild because I've always wondered. I was like, why have I never seen this with people? And then when I think about it, it's like, why don't we clean? Why aren't people cleaning their tongue?
Yeah.
So when you go to an Ayurvedic practitioner, they will assess you, but they'll also read your pulse. They will look at your tongue because a lot of toxins can be built up and you see that on your tongue when you get up in the morning, right? Yeah. So the purpose of scraping it is to get all of those like toxins that are not digested out first. So that when you're eating, you're not.
Hmm.
So it's just a whole part of like making sure you're detoxifying your body.
Wow.
So there's tons of things you can do. I would say like, if you have trouble falling asleep, one, like, yes, you need to put your, like, just like you put yourself to bed, you have to put your phone to bed.
Right.
Like, put it outside your room. Don't rely on it.
Yeah, I put it outside the room.
Yeah.
I know, that's a thing. I want to try that so badly.
Consider, like, a digital detox day where, like, you just unwind from...
I would love that. I want to go get a flip phone tonight.
There are times when I want that so badly.
Well, we're so connected... in multiple ways, and we're multitasking, right? We have the iPhone, we have an iPad next to us.
Right.
Even when you eat, you shouldn't be eating with like a lot of stuff going on. You should be like spending time with your food and like nourishing yourself. Even for like 20 minutes, just like put your phone away, turn the TV off. I mean, that's what Ayurveda preaches.
Why? My grandfather, my Babaji always said that. And actually much of my family, they wouldn't drink water while they ate.
Yeah.
Is that
an Ayurveda? Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly like anatomically what happens to your body, but it just gets in the way of your proper digestion, right? So there's things you should be drinking throughout the day, like you should be drinking warm water. If you're having problems digesting food, or if you know you're going to have a meal that's hard to digest, you can cut up some ginger, put some salt, lemon juice, and eat that before you start eating, and that will help your digestion. But you shouldn't be drinking throughout, because it just kind of like gets in the way of your body converting into energy.
I thought it was just because they wanted to eat more food and the water was gonna fill
them. I tried that though, and it like sits poorly in my stomach without water. I feel like it's just like sitting there like a clump.
Are you drinking enough water throughout the day though? You should be drinking half your body weight in ounces.
I try to drink a gallon a day.
Half your body weight in kilograms?
Ounces.
In ounces. Pounds. I try to drink a gallon a day, which is almost...
That's 64 ounces. Oh, you're a small dude.
A gallon is 128 ounces.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a lot of water.
Yeah, and I don't get it every day, but I get at least like 80 probably a day.
And that's kind of my approach, is that like, if I didn't have a job and I had all the time in the world, yes, I'd spend mornings doing all of these things. But like, how can you kind of do
that
it
was my first thought.
Effectively with our lifestyles, where we're constantly connected and on the run?
I want to transition us to Sundays in Saffron.
Yes.
And how that started, why that started, why the title, because it's, is it just the beautiful alliterative properties, or if there's something else to it?
For me, Sundays are the day that that's my day. That's when I am getting ready for the week. And how would I want to spend my day? It's like taking care of myself. And saffron is one of those ingredients that are good for you and beautiful. And it had a good ring to it. The reason why I started the blog is that like people would come to me, friends would come to me. And I was like, I should just start documenting everything that I'm playing with, everything in my life, all the tips. And so it was just a great way for me to connect with family and friends.
Well, that was what I was going to say. I mean, it's fascinating. There's so much to this. And obviously in a 35, 40 minute conversation, we're not going to do everything. Yeah. Is Sundays in Saffron a beautiful space where people can find more information?
Yes. So, I mean, I have like tips in there. You can definitely, if you want to take the quiz that we just walked through, it's on the site.
Oh, great. Do it. I want tweets, people. I want tweets specifically what you are, but also what you run like. That's all. I want to know that. I want to know that so
apparently
badly.
Apparently, that tells you everything.
That tells you everything.
You really broke it down. Like, that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
This could have been a one question.
And you will know what to eat. You will know what meal.
Can I ask one question that I think applies?
Okay.
How has being involved in Ayurveda helped you connect with your Indian American identity?
So, I mean, I touched on this a little bit before. I think it's just helped me make sense of things growing up. Okay. I grew up in Pennsylvania, learned Hindi from watching Bollywood movies, took it in college, stay pretty connected to my family back in India. I think, if anything, it's just been a way for me to connect with my parents too, right? Like every time I go home, I'm learning a different recipe from my mom. She's a big influence on me. She's very, very well versed in Ayurveda. She grows a lot of the herbs in her garden.
Wow.
So it's been a great way for me to connect with my family, but also make sense of why we grew up doing certain things.
Right.
It's allowed me to learn how to cook Indian food. If anything, I mean, just every time I go back to India, I try to visit a different state to kind of just learn about their approach. Like, I went to Kerala a couple years ago which is where a lot of Ayurveda came from.
Oh, cool.
Before the Christians got there, before the missionaries. Okay.
Yeah.
Before we go over to our world famous stupid questions face of this podcast, I'm so committed to it.
No, I was laughing at your voice cracking because you're still over. All right.
That's awesome. Good allergies, you fuck. What are we asking everybody? What is something practical, something tangible? Because people might feel really overwhelmed. I mean, I feel a little bit.
It can be overwhelmed, especially like, you know, when you go to see a practitioner, they'll give you a full diet to follow, a full routine. And I would say just like takes 21 days to form a habit. So just here's like my top, I have like four or five top tips that you can start embracing today.
And this is something they can do today?
Something they can start doing today.
Amazing.
So we talked about this a little bit with like starting your day with warm water and lemon.
Okay.
So that's going to help just get your gastrointestinal tract going, but then also lemon is really good, or lime is good for antioxidants, right? Mm. So start every day. You'll start to feel a difference within a week. Don't start with caffeine. Don't start with coffee. Like, try to start.
That's a tough one.
You can have it after, right? Okay. But like,
well,
start
with... don't
let
that be the first liquid that comes into your body.
How warm are we talking? Like, boil water on a teapot or just like warm? Because I like room temperature water, but I don't think that's what you mean.
Warm, so not room temperature, slightly warm. Not hot, but like slightly warm.
Okay.
Yeah, and try to boil it. Second would be get a tongue cleaner.
Yeah.
A word.
Yeah.
Now,
you can get them on Amazon. Cleaner. They're like under 10 bucks.
But also any Indian grocery store.
Yes.
Has one.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two ingredients you need to get to know. So ghee. Do you guys
really?
Yeah.
Love ghee.
So ghee is, you know, clarified butter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this like misconception that it will make you gain weight, but it's actually really good for your body. It helps kind of smooth everything as you're eating to go through your intestinal tract and help you digest better.
So you're saying cook with it?
Cook with it. It has a high cooking temperature.
Right.
And it's not even if you're not even into Indian cooking. Like if you can add ghee to anything. You can saute kale and ghee. You can, you know.
Yeah.
So definitely get to know ghee. Ashwagandha. Have you heard of ashwagandha?
No.
Okay. So this is an herb. It's actually, if you guys ever take like protein powders, you'll start to see that it's starting to come into American protein powders.
Really?
And one thing I would say is that if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, don't take it, of course.
Right.
But it's really good for energy. It's really good for detoxifying. It's also very calming. And I've started to add a little bit in like smoothies that I make. And
is that is that not just the Indian word for it? It's the actual word it's going by here. So you go into a...
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't actually know what the Latin term is, but
you can
Google it and you'll find it. And you can order it on Amazon. Or,
okay.
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meditate. Do you guys meditate?
He's very good about it. I try to do 6 times a week at least.
That's really good. So I have found that I learned this tip. This isn't necessarily something coming from Ayurveda, this aside from the fact that you should meditate, but 5 minutes of reading, 5 minutes of writing, and 5 minutes of meditation every day.
That's good.
I have found that like by getting your mind in that state before like walking out the door, like
now, when
nothing
you say,
can bother you.
Is there a specific type of reading or a specific type of writing? Or is it like I can read a New York Times article for 5 minutes? Oh.
It's anything.
And the writing is just anything you want?
Anything you want.
Oh,
another
interesting.
Another bad habit I have is I meditate at night a lot, which kind of affects the meditation, I think. And then...
You're being real judgmental to yourself now. And I want to... I don't know which of the doshas that is. I don't know if that's a bear, a tiger, or a deer. But I just want to say that you're not being too nice to yourself right now. I don't like it.
Appreciate
I don't
it.
Like it.
You're a good man.
I am.
And then the final thing is just try to eat your heavier meals earlier in the day.
Hmm.
Which a lot of different types of medicines preach.
Right.
But there's a reason for it based on just when your digestive fire is the strongest. It's stronger earlier in the day.
Mm. Beautiful.
Got it. Amazing.
Guys, that's 4 really simple and beautiful practical tips. And try it. You know, try it and see how it affects you. Don't take our words for it and don't take Monica's word for it, but just try it and see if it helps. I mean, everything that we're putting out in this season is just, we're just giving resources, we're giving ideas to see, you know, to see where people want to get healthier. Maybe this will help. And with that, we transition to stupid questions.
I hope you never stop. We're gonna at some point edit it in so you don't have to sing it. But until
it's gotta be organic, man. It's gotta be part of it.
Okay.
For those of you that are new or forget what this is, stupid questions are the questions people might be afraid to ask questions because they think they are stupid. And then we add just some
questions that we know are stupid, but we just want to be ignorant.
Sure.
Okay.
It's meant to be fun. It's a bit of a lightning round sort of deal.
First, how do you pronounce Ayurvedic?
Ayurvedic.
That's right. There's not that like Ayurvedic. Like I don't have to, no. I throw the R on it real hard so I don't feel like a
Ayurvedic.
Sellout. Okay. All right. Perfect.
If I just eat healthy all the time, am I practicing Ayurveda? No.
No.
Okay. Can you practice Ayurveda if you're not brown?
Of course you can.
Right.
It's for any color.
Annoying. Huh? But it's annoying. It's real annoying, right? Take that shit out of our face. You know what I mean? Go do that somewhere else.
Okay. I've heard a lot about...
Just ask.
Will I shit better
you
if
will.
I squat?
Yes. Totally.
Is there
There's
a way to
actually...
Do that?
The squatting thing, the squatty potty. I actually...
Squatty potty, yes.
I legitimately got that for a friend who had told me once they had a really profound experience out in the woods when they were camping because they were like squatting.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's something they preach in Ayurveda.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, cool. So I got him a squatty potty for like,
yeah.
And he thought it was a gag gift. And I was like, bro, I was trying to help your life. Well, what are we doing? He threw it away. I was like, dog. So, but wait.
But
this is a real thing. You will shit better if you squat.
Yes. However, if you don't want to squat, just drink lots of warm water and your digestion should be okay, where you can use a Western toilet and you're fine.
Right. But, right? what is it about squatting?
I think it has to do with the position your body is in.
It's the positioning of the, what I've read, I think it's the positioning of the body. The colon.
Yeah.
That aids gravity, it aids flow out.
Yeah. They talk about it in, God, I can't remember the Indian movie they talk about it. It's got Deepika Padukone and Amitabh Bachchan.
That's why you don't remember, because all you were spoken on was Deepika Padukone.
Piku. Yeah.
All about,
I know my Bollywood.
All about shitting.
Really?
It's really hilarious. Okay. Do these Ayurvedic spas have any idea what the hell they're talking about?
Depends on which ones you go to. So there's actually a really great one in the city called Pratama Spa. It's started by an Ayurvedic doctor from India.
Really? Okay.
I
only trust it if it's in India.
I've learned, have you guys ever gotten Ayurvedic massages before?
No.
No, but I want to.
Yeah. I will now.
There's actually a really cool massage where I got this in Kerala when I was there, but you can get it here where they drop oil on your third eye. It's like very, very, very relaxing.
Wow.
But yeah, so I mean, I think, you know, the good thing about Ayurvedic massages, they use natural oils, and just putting oils on your body is actually part of the daily routine. You should be using oils to moisturize.
That's why my girlfriend's better than me.
I started using almond oil after I shower, just as soon as I get in the shower, bang.
That's good. That's really good. So it's not just about the moisturization, but it's just the action of moving it around your body that actually helps with your circulation.
Oh.
Right? So I would say there's two spas in New York. If you're there, Pratama Spa. And then I learned, so my training was actually at a place called Ayurveda's World, where they have a spa there too.
Right. Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Our last two for you. In Hindu stories, everyone lived hundreds of years. Was that because of Ayurvedic medicine? Or is that just part of the mythology?
I think that's part of the mythology.
Breaking my heart.
I'm gonna disagree in my mind.
But if you embrace Ayurveda today, right, it's all about bringing like longevity, right, and correcting, because you don't want to rely on medicines and the side effects. So if you can correct it now, if you can do yoga, you'll have better posture. It only just helps the longevity.
Last one. Was Ayurvedic the reason that the gods are blue?
I think so.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show. Where can people, it's sundaysandsaffron.com?
So I have sundaysandsaffron.com. Instagram is sundaysandsaffron. My email is on my website. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions.
Guys, follow her. Go to her website. Also,
do that.
Very important internet homework. Rate our podcast 5 stars. If you don't, your digestion will be poor. You will run like an ox. Not even a bear, an ox. Things are just going to be really bad. It's the third spice, actually. I already forgot the other two. But the third spice.
Ashwagandha and ghee.
Ghee, there we
not
go.
A spice.
The third is a 5-star rating. 4 stars and bad things will happen. All right. That's it.
We're coming at you next with another beautiful episode about health and wellness. We're going to get back into the mind, y'all. We're going to get back into the mind, dive deep. So tune in. I'm Arjun.
I'm Akash.
We'll catch you then.
God bless.